I'm Mickey. Thanks for tuning in to the Nature Speaking Podcast. My pronouns are they, them, theirs, and I am a squatter, recording this on the stolen land of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, and Squamish nations. This episode, the orcas are talking. With the quieting of industry and the human public during COVID-19, we've been able to listen to prove through measurement what indigenous lands, waters, animals, plants, and people have been saying for many generations. We do not live in a vacuum. What we do has an immediate and long-term effect on the complex systems of life around us. Since European settler colonization, the invasion of this land, we settlers have upheld these systems, which made indigenous genocide and environmental exploitation both a precedent and something we continue to do today, mostly without a second thought. To that end, the ability to establish these capitalist, aka money and production-based systems, was from the violent removal of indigenous peoples from their sources of knowledge, from their land. These two ideas being unable to be separated with either thriving. The namesake of the university this podcast is for, Emily Carr, her paintings from the late 19th and early 20th century sit in the genre of advertising nature that capitalizes on indigeneity but does not acknowledge the stories and work of indigenous people. This functions to make it look like we aren't still violent colonizers every single day since first contact. This trend follows from landscape paintings in the Royal Collection to the drone's eye view that Tourism BC photographs today. BC being short for British Columbia, the province that I live in under these colonial systems of nationhood. When I was at the beach the Sunday before last, there were at least 100 people. We saw two whale-watching boats. They looked about half full, probably a dozen shipping tankers. Honestly, I was disappointed in myself for going, because I did know better than that. The province is in stage 3 of its BC restart plan for opening the economy again, which entails conveniently lifting non-essential travel restrictions and expanding business operations for places like lodges, hotels, and resorts just in time for tourist season. Probably the biggest advertiser for this is Tourism BC, who flashes great seas of what's left of the rainforest under the slogan Supernatural British Columbia. It's important to remember that orca, like many whales, echolocate. Maya Yamato, who studies whales, explained to a National Geographic that these whales have slightly differently structured ears from ours, meant for underwater, which allow them to hear the world around them by listening to the volume and time delay of sound, similar to the way that humans who aren't blind or visually impaired mostly see the world around us. They can even listen to the noise they make themselves to navigate, to find the fish they eat, and not to mention communication with one another. When you look up pollution in the Collins Dictionary, it's classified as an uncountable noun. What happens if you can count it? The things scientists have been saying for years, indigenous peoples and creatures for even longer, these can become empirical facts, and then actual policies will be put in place to protect our water. Ocean Networks Canada has actually been listening to the water since long before we were all in COVID-19 pandemic era. ONC is a nonprofit organization. It has a network of observatories, sensors and systems, data management all around so-called Canada that monitors the water, as they say it is a vital indicator of the health of the planet. So, they know this stuff. Associate Director of Science, Richard Dewey, said that the reduction in human-made noise in the water of the Salish Sea has gone down 75%. The Salish Sea, being the waters between so-called Vancouver Island and the mainland, on the far west coast of Canada. It's normally very busy with human life. Ocean Networks Canada are looking forward to seeing and listening to how the orcas behave in response to this. This 75% drop is from missing all sorts of sources for this noise, from shipping traffic to whale watching tours. That was a commercial ship. And that is a hurricane. Why am I sharing this with you? We for sure know that humans hear differently, so it's not that. More so, I want you to think about the difference between something that is really overwhelming and disruptive, but occurs naturally and lasts only for a few days, like a hurricane, and compare that to what we're doing. Like a hurricane that goes on constantly, only a few hours of relief a day if you're lucky, for the rest of your life. How is the nature photography on the supernatural British Columbia any different than the purity and serenity and come invest your money here propaganda of the colonial landscape artists like the Group of Seven and Emily Carr that helped to advertise colonization to Europe? Purity at that point is something to be violated and exploited, which is where patriarchy, colonialism, and environmental destruction come hand in hand. Okay. Whew. So, that was a lot. What do? We can do better. We have proven to ourselves now that we can do better. Especially during this time where in some parts of the world we are beginning to come out of lockdown. We need to listen to healthcare professionals, listen to land defenders, to those who have been subjected to systemic violence, and uplift these voices. We must show consideration and care for the water, land, for ourselves, for the big, beautiful black and white fish we so love, and for mindfully disentangling ourselves from using the earth and rather to live with her. To practice this myself, I'll link a petition put forth by a coalition within our school for an anti-racist Emily Carr University, as we have a serious problem with white supremacy and racism in the administration and the way we teach, as well as so many other forms of violence against Black, Indigenous, and people of color within Emily Carr University. You can also find it in the bio of @ECU Anti-Racist. If you send us to naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com, voices, resources, coalitions, petitions of people who are doing justice work and protecting our lands, our waters, our people from anywhere in the world, we will share that in the description, and I will share that in the next podcast I make. This has been Mickey with the Nature Speaking Podcast, recorded on the stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Stolo Nations.